You can find other hypnotic BDSM titles just like this one at www.MzDominica.com. That's MzDominica. Oh, I have you now. Humiliation. Hypnotic humiliation. You saw this title on my site, and I bet you started to shake. Your mouth became dry, and you began to imagine yourself at my feet, reduced to a whimpering slug, begging to lick my boots, begging for just another minute of my time, while I taunt you and degrade you, while I make an example of you for the other slaves, when I show them just how far down a human being can sink. You just couldn't stay away, could you? You tried to resist. You tried to set it aside in your mind. Hypnotic humiliation. You told yourself the idea was too silly or, oh, too intense. And all the while it preyed on your mind. Hypnotic humiliation. It called into your brain, whispering at night. Hypnotic humiliation. Whispering into the darkest shadows of your desires. Whispering and teasing. Of course, I wanted you to resist humiliation, because resisting made you fall even harder. When you gave in, when your brain caved in completely, and you knew you had to listen, you find yourself slipping into trance now, just lightly at first, just relaxing, and going to sleep, listening to my voice. Humiliation. Listening to my voice and letting your arms and legs go loose, limp, and relax. Sinking so softly into that chair you're in, that bed you're on. Sinking so softly into sleep. Let your arms just go limp and take all the pressures off your chest. Breathing in so slowly and deeply. Feeling your arms sink down into the softness beside you. And breathing out so gently and easily. Feel your legs sink deeper into the chair, into the bed, just sinking into a soft, fluffy haze, like a cloud, like fog settling over your mind, a fog with a gentle light shining through. You can see shapes and shadows slowly drift around, swirling and gliding in the soft, gentle haze. Breathe in so slowly, so deeply, watching the indistinct shapes swirling in the fog, and breathe out, drifting and gliding back and forth, breathing so easily. Easily down, down and deep, so deep and relaxing, sinking further and further. The fog makes you sink. You sink into the fog. You sink into the warm, fluffy, fuzzy fog, all loose and relax. Going deep. Eyes closing and going deeper. Eyes closed. So comfortable and warm. Deeper. So comfortable to just let your eyes close and deeper down, 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 down into the haze, into the fluffy, soft, limp and loose, so relaxed and drifting, eyes closed, the shifting colors deeper, the drifting shapes deeper, they're inside your eyelids now, deeper and deeper down, so deep and going deeper into fluffy quietness, into gentle, relaxing sleep, down to soft, fluffy rest. Breathing so slowly, slowly, and gently. Just drift here. Just drift. And enjoy this feeling deep and relaxed. Relaxed and floating, sinking gently into the haze, and just drifting. You'd like to stay here forever, wouldn't you? Yes. Soft and drifting, sleepy and quiet, quiet. Your mind remains quiet. Your mind can no longer speak to itself. It's too much effort. Too much effort to find the words. Better to just drift and listen to my words. Drift and breathe slowly, going deeper and deeper down, listening to my voice, finding all of my suggestions, all of my hypnotic suggestions, turning into fact inside your mind. You can feel it already deep. Because you go deeper into trance. Deeper. When I say deeper, it becomes a fact inside your mind. Deeper. You go deeper into sleep. Deeper. Into quiet sleep. Realizing the truth of my words. Realizing the truth of all of Dominica's words. Deeper and deeper. Down. Go deeper. Down. 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 You must obey Dominica. This is your most basic trigger. When I say, you must obey Dominica. You will begin dropping into trance and going deeper down. You must obey Dominica. And deeper down. You must obey Dominica. Deep into sleep, where all of my suggestions become true. Where you become so sleepy and obedient and deeper. You must obey Dominica. And when I say you must obey, you respond instantly, I must obey, Domenica. You must obey. I must obey, Domenica. You must obey. Say it. And you fall deeper and deeper into sleep. You must obey. I must obey, Domenica. Deeper into sleep. Quiet, sleepy, and obedient. Now, slave boy, you are deep asleep, and your mind is completely open to me, under my total control, under Dominica's control. Anything I say becomes a permanent part of who you are, how you think, and it is so easy for me to bring you right back here into this deep hypnotic state. All I have to do is say the words hypnotic humiliation, and you instantly drop deep into sleep, your mind completely open to me. Hypnotic humiliation. If I say it, or if I write it to you in an email or an IM, you immediately come right back here, quiet, sleepy, obedient. And only when I, Ms. Dominica Sayer, type hypnotic humiliation. If anybody else uses those words, they will have absolutely no effect upon you. Hypnotic humiliation, making you so sleepy. Hypnotic humiliation, making you so obedient. Hypnotic humiliation. Everything I say becomes fact. It becomes part of you forever. Getting so horny. Hypnotic humiliation makes your cock harden. So fucking stiff. So hard and stiff inside your pants. Your little cock hurts, doesn't it? It hurts to be so stiff, so hard, and unable to come. Unable to come without my permission. Yes, you are completely unable to come unless I give you my permission. And you're going to have to beg to get my permission. Yes, you're going to learn to beg so fucking hard. You're always so horny. Look at the little wet stain on the front of your pants. Is that pre-cum? Or did my little slave boy pee-pee in his pants? Show me. Take off your pants now, slave. That's right. Your underwear always seem to have a little wet stain right in the front. Your little cock just seems to drip all the time. Such a hard little boner. Take the underwear off too, slave. Oh. How disappointing. What a teeny little cock you have. Oh, yes. It's so tiny. Let me show you something, slave boy. Watch as I pick something up from the bed beside me. This is my smallest dildo. The littlest one I ever use. It's small and pink and fits in my purse so easily. Always hard and ready when Dominica needs it. Yeah. And even this tiny dildo is longer than your cock. Thicker, too. You could never satisfy a woman with that little thing. It's like a little boy's cock. You're hung like a 7-year-old. Yes, from now on you're going to be my little boy toy. My little slave boy. That thing between your legs is too small for me to think of you as a man. Get down on your knees and tell me that you are my little slave boy. Say it, bitch! I am your little slave boy. Hypnotic humiliation. Deeper. Hypnotic humiliation. Drop deeper. 10. nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, one, one. Deep asleep, deep asleep, deep into sleep on your knees, my little slave boy. You're going to keep your tiny little cock and balls shaved. Little slave boy, you're going to keep them shaved for me, all nice and hairless, like a little boy, like a little boy's cock. You're going to look at yourself in the mirror every day naked and see how very tiny your cock and balls are. In fact, they seem to get smaller every day. Cock's getting shorter and thinner, like a finger. So tiny. Balls like little peas, so tiny inside that tight little sack. It gets smaller every day, hairless, naked, and so tiny. So useless for pleasing a real woman. In fact, I think I'm going to lock it up. Put you into chastity so you can't be tempted to use that little cock of yours. Hypnotic humiliation. Oh, you drop so deep, so open to me, so obedient. You don't ever want to tell me no. In fact, you find it impossible to say the word no to me. It's so easy to train it out of you. I just hold this little box with the electrodes against your left nipple. See my thumb over the big red button on the top? Now say no. Feel the hot shock of electricity burning into your chest. Say no. Say it! Zap! Oh, yeah, that hurts. It burns. The pain is like knives slicing into you. Now, little slave boy, watch as I slowly lean forward, bending down, giving you a long, close look at my huge, soft breasts. You can't resist staring at my breasts. You can't resist taking a long, deep breath, smelling my perfume, watching my breasts jiggle as I lean closer to you and closer. Your little cock gets so hard when you stare at my breasts so fucking hard. I reach down and you feel a pressure against your tiny naked little balls. Something cold and hard. Look at my breasts. Do you want to kiss Dominica's breasts? Say yes. So close, so warm and soft. Say yes, mistress. That's right. Now kiss them. First the left breast, gently, softly, then the right, feeling your face sink into my warm, soft skin. So good to say yes. Say yes. Saying yes brings pleasure. So obedient. So damn good. Now what happens when you say no? Say it! Zap! Your balls feel like they're on fire. You roll up into a little ball at my feet. Nothing but pain between your legs. You feel this in your nipples, in your chest, in your stomach, in your balls, every time You say no to me. You don't ever say no to Dominica. Ever. What you want to say is yes. Yes, mistress. Say it again. Yes. Saying yes brings pleasure. Saying yes is pleasure. Get back on your knees, slave boy, and say yes. Yes, mistress, yes, Dominica. Yes. 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 Now, slave boy, do you want me to put you in chastity? Say yes. Yes.
Yes,
that's
yes,
right. Yes. You don't really have a choice. You say what I train you to say. You can't help yourself. You really cannot help yourself. Dominica's hypnotic control forces you to do things, to say things. You reply with your conditioned response automatically before you even realize you've said it. Even when you want to say something else. The first thing out of your mouth is what I've trained you to say. It's instantly on your lips and you must obey. That's right. You instantly respond, I must obey Dominica. You've lost all control already. I'm the one in control. Dominica controls. And you must obey. I don't need to put something on you to keep you in chastity. Deeper. Go deeper. Sleep, my little slave boy. Hypnotic. Humiliation. You sleep. I only need to tell you that from now on, your cock is completely numb. That's right. Even if you touch it, even if you try to masturbate, you can't feel a thing. Only my hypnotic words can give you any sensations of pleasure or pain. Otherwise, your cock is numb. Oh, but it can get hard. Oh, yeah. Your cock gets so hard inside your pants. Even just looking at a woman gets you so fucking hard. Gazing at her breasts, her ass, her legs. So instantly hard. So fucking hard it hurts. That little boner in your pants gets so hard. It just aches to come. But as soon as you take it out, as soon as you open your fly and drop your pants, your tiny cock goes limp. Oh, completely soft. Hypnotic humiliation. Your cock is always so hard inside your pants. But naked, with your clothes off, it's just like a soft little sausage. A little boy's cock, too small, too soft to bring a real woman any pleasure. My little slave boy, chastised and limp. Hypnotic humiliation. You just can't resist. You can't help yourself. Numb and limp. That limp little worm between your legs. Oh, but what about your wife or your girlfriend? What about when she needs some action? Your job is to please women. Your job is to please all women. How can you do that with that limp little weenie? Well, of course, you can always use your tongue. Oh, yes, you're going to find yourself becoming obsessed with licking pussy, especially my pussy, Dominica's pussy. So soft and smooth and wet. Crawl over here, slave boy, while I sit down on the edge of the bed and push your face against Dominica's soft, hairless cunt. So warm and wet. I like having little slave boys like you licking my clit, trailing your tongue up and down the cleft, tasting my juices, smelling the delightful scent of my arousal. Yes. Your little dick can't do anything, so you need to use your tongue. You crave to use your tongue, licking and pleasuring a woman, knowing that you can never feel anything on your sex except my hypnotic words. Deeper. Drop deeper. Drop deeper and lick. Deeper and deeper down and lick. Lick my pussy, bitch. So gently and tenderly, feel my warm, soft thighs wrapped around your head. Feel my hands pressing on the back of your head, pulling you harder against my sex. Now quicker, lick faster and so sleepy and obedient, licking Domenica's pussy, licking faster, suck it, suck it! Flick your tongue over my hard clit and make your mistress come, baby, come. Lick me. Oh, yeah, that's your job. Pleasuring me, pleasuring all women. You must obey. Oh, even licking, you reply, I must obey, Dominica. Suck it, suck it, suck. Oh, yeah. Stop. You instantly obey. You're so deep now, you can't resist any commands I give you. You perform like a robot to my exact specifications. Perfect obedience. Sit back on your heels, slave boy, and watch your mistress. Remember this dildo? Bigger than your tiny little cock. Watch as I slide this dildo in my pussy. So easily. Oh, I'm so wet. Feels so good going in and out, yes. Like your cock never can. In and out. Fucking a real woman. Fucking Dominica's beautiful pussy. Yes, this is Dominica's dildo. And I have a strap-on harness that attaches to it, too. Oh, don't worry, little slave boy. I'm not going to slide this nice thick dildo into you. Oh no. We can't waste it like that. I have other plans. Watch me pull it so slowly out of my wet, sweet cunt. Still wet and dripping with my pussy juices. Now I attach it to the harness. Just a little belt that goes around the hip. All ready to be strapped around, buckled into place, and to fuck some lucky woman who needs a nice thick cock pumping in and out of her wet pussy. Now stand up, little slave boy. That's right. Reach out your hand. I'm holding out the strap-on towards you. Take hold of the belt. Let's see how it fits. Wrap the belt around your hips. That's right. Buckle it on. There, now you have a nice big cock that a man could be proud of. Except it isn't yours. Your little wiener is just dangling there limply between your legs like a wet, dripping little slug. But you have this great big strap-on you can fuck with now. Dominica's strap-on. Yes. And every time you fuck now, every time your wife or your girlfriend needs to be fucked, you're going to find yourself running your hands over your hips, feeling yourself pulling on the belt, putting on my strap on. She won't know what's going on. She'll just think you're just so excited. You're caressing yourself before fucking her. But you know you're putting on Dominica's strap on. The only way. You can never fuck now. Yeah, I gotcha. Yes, it's not you fucking your wife. That's right. It's me, Miss Dominica, fucking your wife, your girlfriend, with a long, thick, hard dildo, bringing her more pleasure than you ever could dream of. You're going to find her responding so intensely to your lovemaking skills. And all the time, it's me, Dominica, fucking her, making her come over and over again, while your little cock stays limp and numb, useless, between your legs. And after you've made her come and come and come, licking her with your hot little tongue and fucking her with Dominica's hard, thick dildo, you're going to come crawling back to me to let you come, begging Dominica to let you feel something between your legs in your little hypnotic chastity belt, hypnotic humiliation, twisted, warped, controlled, Dominica hypnotizing you, Dominica becoming your only sexual focus. Dominica controlling your cock and having sex with your woman. Oh, Dominica's everywhere in your mind and your dreams. You're going to need to listen to this MP3 over and over and over again, becoming my twisted, perverted little slave. Becoming my humiliation junkie, craving stronger and crueler things from me. You can't help yourself. My commands control you, forcing you to say the things I tell you to say, forcing you to do the things I command you to do. It feels so good to be helpless. You get so turned on, so aroused when you obey. You love to obey. You need to obey. You crave to obey. Only Mistress Dominica. Only Mistress Dominica. Only Mistress Dominica. Listen over and over and over again, feeling your ability to resist slipping away from you until you lose it completely, until you can only obey. I'm going to twist you just a little bit more, slave boy. Oh, I'm going to pervert you just a little bit more. You need to come, don't you? Your limp, numb little cock needs to come so bad. All the time it needs to come. It gets you so hard when your pants are on, stiffening when you look at any women, anything. Looking at long legs, full breasts, perky nipples, long painted fingernails, boots, shoes. You want to take your cock out and stroke it, but you can't because it goes instantly limp as soon as you touch it. Hypnotic humiliation. Deeper and deeper sleep for Dominica. You must obey Dominica and go deeper down, deep and quiet and obedient. Listen carefully, slave boy. Kneel at my feet and listen to my voice. That's right, honey. Whenever you want to beg me to come, you must beg me the opposite of what you want. That's right. You must say, please, mistress, I beg you, don't let me come. Yes, just the opposite of what you want. If you try to say what you really mean, the words get all tangled up in your head. You start babbling nonsense. Nonsense. Perfect nonsense. Just like a little baby, the words won't come out right. You can't beg me to let you come. You can only beg me to not let you come. Of course, I will know you're speaking in code. Yes, Dominica knows you can't help yourself. You're so humiliated, hypnotically humiliated, unable even to beg to come. But I will know what you want. Of course, I might take you at your word and not let you come, but I will never let you come unless you beg. So you'd better beg, slave boy. You better beg hard. And I have one more command for you, pathetic little worm. When you write to me, when you post on my message board, or post on my group, you must add this special code to your signature. It will be in addition to all the other codes next to your signature. The code is NC in capital letters, as in not come, followed by the number of days it has been since the last time you came. That's right. Everybody who reads your post will know the code, will be able to see how long I have kept you without an orgasm. Public humiliation. Your orgasms controlled for all the world to see. And if you do not know the exact date when you last came, you must start counting from today, even if it was a day ago, or a week ago, or even longer. If you don't know the exact date, you must start counting from right now. You must obey, slave boy. Dominica's little slave boy. Hypnotic humiliation. Deeper. Hypnotic humiliation. Deeper down, slave boy. These commands are permanent. Only I, Ms. Dominica, can change them. You must add the code to your signature. NC and the number of days that you have not come. Please, mistress, I beg you, don't let me come. Say it. Please, mistress, I beg you, don't let me come. 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 Sleep. You find yourself curling into a tight little ball. A tight little ball of need and deprivation and denial and embarrassment. Dominica's little junkie. My junkie for hypnotic humiliation. You will now listen to this MP3 again. You're going to find it very hard to stop. You're going to listen to it over and over, dropping further and further into hypnotic humiliation. You're going to find it almost impossible to stop. My little junkie. Dominica's humiliation. Slave boy. Listen again. Now. Copyright 2006. Interweaved Productions Incorporated. All copies and distribution must have the express permission of the owners.